Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
God, great God, oh.
You are great forever.
Great God, great God, oh.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. I come with a humble heart and stretched out arms to welcome you to rule and reign this awesome Sunday morning. Because this is the day the Lord has made, and I still will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, God. How you kept us as we slept in slumber, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come pleading the blood of Jesus over everyone on this line this morning, hallelujah, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet today, God. Oh, we come to bless your name. We thank you for Prophet Ramon Matthews this morning, Father God, as he continues to pour out to your people near and far, Father God. Pour back into him in the name of Jesus. Cover the whole entire Matthew family, Father God. From the oldest to the youngest and all in between and the seeds to come, Father. And we truly give you the praise and give you the glory. Because, Father, we are absolutely nothing without you. We could do nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you for strength today in the midst of storms. We thank you for peace today in the midst of storms. We thank you for joy today in the midst of a storm. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We thank you for being Dr. Jesus, the great physician, the doctor that makes house calls today for the sick and the shut-in, Father God, creating miracles, signs, and wonders, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. You can get a 911 call. Our loved ones are still in the land of living, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name. We welcome you in all our services on today, Father God, to rule and reign, to set free in our services on today, Father God. And we say thank you. We thank you for traveling grace and mercy for all your sons and daughters, Father God, that they're blessed going out, they're blessed coming in, they're ahead and not the tail, they're above and not beneath, that they're more than conquerors because of the great I am that I am. Father, we thank you for going to every hospital on today, Father God, from room to room, floor to floor, healing and delivering. Stop by the intensive care unit, Father God, and create a miracle today, Father, that only you can do, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood over our neighborhoods today. We thank you for peace in our neighborhoods today, peace in our neighbors' homes today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we come to bless your name today. Lift up Reese and her entire family to you today, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around them and keep them in your keeping care, Father. And we say thank you. Oh, we come bless your name. Lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family to you today, Father God. We thank you for keeping your arms around them, Father God. Keeping them from seen and unseen danger, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning. In the midst of storms, we say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You're worthy to be praised, and we say thank you. You're married to the backsliders, Lord God. Slide them back to you today by your Holy Spirit. And we say thank you. We lift up all the homeless all over the land today, Father God. We thank you for touching the right hearts of your people that can do more for the homeless, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, get them out the cold, Father God. They need a roof over their head, not a tent, Father. Sleeping in abandoned buildings, Father God. Sleeping in parked bus stops, Father God. Open the doors, some doors for the homeless right now, God. That only you can do, Father God. A super on the natural part for the homeless. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. We thank you for all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, Father God, that you're keeping them, your arms around them as well, Father God. You're keeping them from seen and unseen danger, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus and sickness, Father God, oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We welcome you to our services on today with a humble heart and stretched out arms, Father God. Have your way in our services on today, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today, Father God, because we fight not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. So we plead the blood over the atmosphere. Drive out everything in the atmosphere that's not of the Holy Spirit, and we welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign over the atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love toward us, God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We say thank you. We lift up Biden and Harris, Lord God, and their families, Father God. We ask you to do a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them, Father God. Order their footsteps. Lead them to do the right thing for your people that was put in by your people, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we come to bless your name. We come to magnify your name, the name above all name. Hallelujah. We thank you for stopping by the penitentiaries on today, Father God. Going from cell to cell, Lord God. We thank you for stopping by the county jails on today, going from cell to cell right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. And we just say thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We thank you for meeting our daily needs on today, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name, Lord God. We just bless your name today, Father God, because we are nothing without you, Father God. We could do nothing without you. So we come to cast care on your shoulder. Your shoulder is equipped to carry every burden and every weight, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We just come to say how much we love you, we need you, we're nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ to strengthen us. We'll be that tree planted by the river of the water. We shall not be moved. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Have your way today, Lord God. Have your way. We plead the blood of Jesus over every expressway, side street, busy street right now in the name of Jesus. Dispatch the angels of safety all around every vehicle, every car, every bus, every plane, every train in the mighty name of Jesus. And we truly give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. So have your way this awesome Sunday morning, Father God. Have your way. Heal, deliver, and set free. Because it's all about you and not about me. But it's about me doing what you call me to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Amen. 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 Oh, Father, for every honor. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you for all that is in us, O Father God. Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for giving us the ability, O Father God, in the times that we're living in to understand your word, O Father God, the depths and the meaning of your scriptures, O Father God. Let it lead us and guide us, O Father God, in total and absolute righteousness in you. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for regulating our mind and our thoughts, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all of the healing words, oh, Father God, that you answered, oh, Father God, on behalf of our patrons and our loved ones, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your healing virtue, oh, Father God, throughout the land, oh, Father God, so that we won't be distracted, oh, Father God, by the physical things that is happening in our bodies, oh, Father God, but stand attuned, oh, Father God, to the spiritual world, oh, Father God, that we are constantly encompassing throughout our whole day and being bombarded, oh, Father God, by things, oh, Father God, that try to deter us and distract us, oh, Father God. Oh, but we thank you for your grace and mercy and your great love that you have for us, oh Father God, for covering us and keeping us, oh Father God, in perfect peace, oh Father God, because our mind truly is stayed upon you, oh Father God. Action questions, oh Father God, on how to maneuver, oh Father God, in this dispensation season and time that we are in. And we thank you, Father God, for answering our prayers, oh Father God, individually, oh Father God, for the things that we are encountering, the thoughts that we are having, and the things that we are going through, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for answering our prayers, oh, Father God, and keep and comforted us, oh, Father God, with the answers, oh, Father God, and the word, oh, Father God, that you have dispensed them upon our behalf, oh, Father God, to keep us in perfect peace, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your great love, oh, Father God. We thank you for your discernment, oh, Father God. We thank you that you have allowed us to see and to hear, to hear. We thank you, oh, Father God, that you have given us a heart of compassion, oh, Father God, exhibiting your love here, oh, Father God, in the things that we encounter, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for taking the blindness off our eyes, O Father God. O Father God, that we are able to see, O Father God, and understand, O Father God, those things that was readily in front of us before, O Father God, that our eyes was not open enough to see. But now you have opened up our eyes to see and to understand, O Father God. And we greatly thank you, O Father God, and honor you and praise you, O Father God, for the things that you're doing. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for what you have given us, O Father God, and what you have allowed up in our lives, O Father God, to experience, O Father God. That you would give us the ability to show us, O Father God, that we would be obedient, O Father God, to your inner still, small voice, O Father God, that we hear, O Father God, your voice and your voice only, and the voice of a stranger we would not follow, although it may try to imitate and sound like, O Father God. But, Father God, we thank you for your heightened discernment that you have given us in this season, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, just for showing us on how to maneuver, O Father God, in the times that we are in, how to carry what you have given us, O Father God, and how to dispense what you have given us, and how to maneuver, O Father God, with the things that you have given us. O Father God, your word said that your burden is light, O Father God. And we thank you, O Father God, for unpacking, O Father God, some of those things that we was unnecessarily carrying, O Father God. Well, we thank you for lightening our load, O Father God, and for giving us the ability, O Father God, and to allow the Holy Spirit, O Father God, and all this fullness thereof, O Father God, to guide us and lead us, O Father God, into the things, O Father God, that we may or have to encounter as we live here upon the earth in this near future in the time that is coming. Oh, we thank you for strengthening us, O Father God, to be readily and equipped, O Father God, to encounter and to do battle, O Father God, when it's time to do battle, O Father God, because you have written your word upon our hearts, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for your seeing being planted, O Father God, upon our hearts upon good ground, O Father God. Oh, we thank you for your hedge of protection around your word within us, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for covering us, O Father God, from deceitfulness and manipulation and altered misrepresentation of your word, O Father God, that sounds good, but the core of it, O Father God, is a tactic of deception, O Father God. But we thank you, O Father God, for giving us the ability to see and to hear and to know, O Father God, you personally, O Father God. Oh, we love you, O Father God. Oh, we cannot love you enough, O Father God. But we thank you, O Father God, for giving us the ability to reflect your love upon others, O Father God, the same way you have reflected it upon us, O Father God. Oh, thank you, O Father God, for allowing some to mirror your thoughts, O Father God. Thank you for allowing some here that you have called to mirror, O Father God, your abilities, O Father God, here upon earth, O Father God, which is your desire that all, O Father God, will come into the knowledge and the truth thereof, O Father God. Oh, but you have set aside a season for everything up under the sun, O Father God. And we know that everything is in your hands and you are in absolute and total control, O Father God. Although we may be tossed to and fro and we may waver because of certain information we have entertained, but, Father God, we know, O Father God, that you have us to stand upon solid ground, O Father God, and we will not be tossed to and fro, O Father God. You allow those things, O Father God, to happen up in our life, and we thank you and honor you and praise you to give us greater understanding and to give us the ability to discern the tactics of the enemy and his subtle deceitfulness that he is initiating throughout the land, O Father God. But you have given and your children the ability to see. And we honor you and thank you and glorify you, Father God. Sometimes, Father God, you have told us sometimes to move boldly, and at times you have told us to move solidly, and that sometimes you have given us the ability to move stealth. Thank you and honor you, Father God, for all your attributes, oh, Father God, and all of the things that you have given us, oh, Father God, and the understanding and the ability to see, oh, Father God, for such a time as this. Oh, we thank you for your great love. Oh, we thank you for magnifying your love here upon the earth to others through your vessels, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you, Father God, again for your healing and also for your hedge of protection, oh, Father God, that you have a place to, around us, oh, Father God, so that we may be able to do the things that is needed to be done, oh, Father God, in this season, oh, Father God, of time that we're living in. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing. Again, we thank you for healing. We thank you for mental healing that may try to affect our spiritual ability, oh, Father God. But we understand, oh, Father God, that you have place your word within us and have written the scripture that's in our heart. And we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, although our cognitive ability may desire to flip. But Father God, your in-sketch words that is upon our heart inwardly, oh, Father God, has total control, oh, Father God, over us and in us, because the kingdom, oh, Father God, that is within us, oh, Father God, has overruled the kingdom that was taught to us, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for the battle being won inwardly, oh, Father God, that we may emanate those things within us outwardly, oh, Father God. Oh, for we thank so we thank you for the battle being won within us inwardly, oh, Father God, where it would exude itself outwardly, oh, Father God, in our atmosphere, oh, Father God. Oh, so we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing, oh, Father God. And we thank you for your armor, oh, Father God, being placed upon us, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, because we understand, oh, Father God, that we are wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the world and governors, against the princes of darkness, oh, Father God, of this world, against spiritual wickedness, oh, Father God, which is in high places, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, that you are subjugating those things, oh, Father God, unto your people, oh, Father God, that we may be able, that our words, oh, Father God, will go out into the atmosphere and will land upon those who carry that landed strip within them, oh, Father God, because your words there will not return back void, oh, Father God, and that no weapon, oh, Father God, formed against the gospel of Christ will not be able to be stopped, but it will penetrate the hearts and the minds of those, oh, Father God, whose mind is stayed upon you. And we thank you, oh, Father God, again for touching the governors and the princes that are in high places. Father God, we thank you for giving us example of Daniel, the head of principality of a certain region. We thank you for those principalities that is over regions and cities and states, that you are contending with them, O Father God, and that the battle is being won in those areas, O Father God, so that nothing will be hindered, O Father God. No prayers would be hindered in the spiritual and the celestial and also on the terrestrial, oh, Father God, that your word will be manifested here upon the earth, oh, Father God, for the true governing, oh, Father God, of your people through your Holy Spirit, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing in this season, oh, Father God. Again, oh, Father God, we thank you for your armor, oh, Father God. We thank you for the weapons that you have dispensed into our hands, oh, Father God, to wage war, oh, Father God, in the secret places, oh, Father God, of our lives and in the secret places of others, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your banner going before us, oh, Father God, declaring this territory, oh, Father God, for you, oh, Father God, souls for you, oh Father God, our mindsets for you, oh Father God, all that that we have come to know that has been created here in the earth realm, oh Father God, that has been taken over by your one and ministering angels to be governed by you and by you alone, not from the principality and the spiritual wickedness that we was governed by before and the princes and doctors that we was governed by before, oh Father God, but by you and your word alone, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, Father God, for what you're doing in this season. Oh, we thank you for physical healing, oh, Father God. We thank you for mental healing, oh, Father God. We thank you for spiritual healing, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for perceptional healing, oh, Father God. That you are changing the perception, oh, Father God, of our understanding of Father God, and that we will not be caught in the mental traps, oh Father God, that the enemy have set to capture our thoughts, that is somewhat geared to his program here on earth, oh Father God, but all his programs and is being destroyed, oh Father God, by your hand, oh Father God, and by your word, and we honor you and thank you, oh Father God, for all that you're doing. We thank you for covering your warning, ministering angels that's ministering your word, oh Father God, and to your people, oh Father God. I pray, oh Father God, that your word will fall upon good ground, oh Father God, and that it's being covered by your blood, and that no weapon, oh Father God, will be able to deceive your people, oh Father God, from choosing and going another way, oh Father God. But we will stand strong upon the foundation of your word that has been built within our hearts, oh Father God, because you say from the heart the mouth speaks, but you also said that it's desperately wicked. So we thank you for transforming us, oh Father God, to have a heart of love, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you because we as spirits in life are a heart of faith, a heart of deception. But we thank you, for Father God, for changing our heart to have the heart and mind of Christ, because you say from the heart the mouth speaks, which uses the mind and the attributes of our physical body to speak that which you have placed within our heart to speak into the atmosphere. So we thank you, oh Father God, for the renewing, oh Father God, for the transformation, oh Father God, for the ability, oh Father God, to stand upon your word and to not be moved or tossed to and fro, oh Father God, by the subtle tactics of the enemy, oh Father God, because you have given us the ability to see him afar off. You have given us the ability to discern him afar off. You have given us the ability to understand one word spoken, oh Father God, and we will understand what is not being spoken, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you for what you're doing in this dispensation, season, and time. And we are open, oh Father God, for your word and your seeds to be planted into our hearts and our mind, oh Father God. And that those things, oh Father God, that is not of you, oh Father God, let it be rejected, dismantled, and destroyed. And we honor you and glorify you and magnify you. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, shalom.
For you have fought for me.
Yes.
Defeated death for me. The weight of sin, you carried it for me. Your never-ending love, what you gave for us, is more greater than, far more greater than. never-ending love.
Never-ending love.
What you gave
for us. What you gave for us.
Far more greater
far
than.
Far more greater than anything.
Somebody say this.
Send your power.
For my family.
Send your power.
God, we need it tonight.
Send your power.
Send it all down.
Somebody give him glory. Come on, somebody open your mouth. Now open your mouth and give him glory. Come on, some of y'all been watching us all night. Come on, open up your mouth and give him glory. Come on, now open up your mouth and give him glory. Come on, open up your mouth and give God
that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Darken my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, and I've been too proud. But I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. I need the word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Let me hear your voice. Oh Lord, I know I need a word from you. Hey, I hear you, Lord. I hear you say, stand still and know that you are God. Oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. Against me shall be able to prosper. Through the noise, let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience, teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I honor the Lord for each and every one of you all that's joining us from different parts of the world in the United States. Thank you. Thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors and kingdom leaders that are jumping on to join us. If you're following me now, please share with others that they may be blessed by the experience of the word of the Lord God today. Those of you who are partnering with us, covenant partners, bless the Lord for you, you and you on today. And certainly I don't take it lightly who you are in the kingdom of God and your responsibilities and your duty. So as you're coming on in, please share. There's a powerful word from the Lord for your life. And I tell you, there is going to be a word for you, you, and you on today. So certainly I want you to share with others. They will be blessed as well by the word of the Lord God. Thank you, man, servant, handmaid today, those who have prayed and interceded and stood in the gap with us thus far. We appreciate you. I don't take it lightly, your duty, your responsibility as a kingdom leader in the many things that God is doing through you and for you on today. So certainly I want you to know that I greatly appreciate the greatness on your life and the responsibility. So thank you for all that you do on these days of the weeks, months, and years for your commitment and dedication to ministry and the word of the Lord God. So thank you today. Thank you to my administrative team in Alabama. Thank God for you all to Restoration Destiny Center in San Antonio, Texas, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois, and all of the other ministry that comes under the umbrella of the duties and the responsibility of ministry. I surely thank you, and I don't take it lightly. To those in Sierra Leone, we bless the Lord for you. Those who are in England, bless the Lord for you. Those who are in Trinidad, we bless the Lord for you. Those who are in New Zealand, we bless the Lord for you, you and you. Those in the island, thank you, Sister Gaynor. Bless you. Those are in the islands around the world. Thank you for connecting with us today. Let's go into the word of the Lord God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your word today. We thank you for your presence and your glory and your power. You said in your word in the book of Matthew 18 and 18, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And then whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And you said, then again, I say unto you, where there's two or three gathered together in your name, if we touch and agree to ask anything on earth in the Father's name, it shall be done. You said one will put 1,000 to flight and two 10,000. You said in your word in Jeremiah 33 and 3, if we call upon your name, you will then answer us and you will show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You also said in your word in Psalms 107 and 20, Lord, you sent your word and you healed them. And you delivered them from all destruction. So God, in the name of Jesus, we send the word to those that are dealing with things in their lives that are difficult to be able to conquer because of the sin nature, the environment, past relationship issues in their life. God, we overrule it and we drive it out in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for your presence and your power even now in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we decree and declare that the angels of the living God arrest any spirit in the spirit world that will try to send a GPS to the mind of your people. God, cut it down now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind the hand of the enemy and we overrule every diabolical spirit that operates in the night realm. In the name of Jesus, we come against night watchers right now. We come against water witches. We come against the strong man of monitoring spirits in the name of Jesus. We come against chanters and we bind, rebuke the spirit of micromancing and astral projection. We come against demonic principalities and power that rule through the kingdom of darkness. And God, we drive them out and we take authority by the word of God. And now, God, we decree and declare the word from John 3 and 30, where John said, decrease, God, that your deity may increase the more. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. And it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thanks be the Lamb of God on today. All right, those of you who are following me, once again, if you will be so kind, share with others that they may be blessed by the word of God. We're going to be ministering from the book of Daniel, book of Daniel, chapter number 7, Daniel, chapter number 7, the book of Daniel, chapter number 7, book of Daniel, chapter number 7. One of you who are covenant with me, please put it on the screen for those who will follow. They will be able to connect with the particular verse as well as we share and minister the word of the Lord God. The book of Daniel chapter number 7. Daniel's chapter number 7. The word of God from Daniel chapter number 7. Daniel's chapter number 7. Daniel chapter number 7. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. When you get it, you can put it on the screen that you have it, so that we can teach it and bless the people of God. Thank you. Good to see some of you on today. God bless you, Sister Shamika Wiggins. You've been in my prayer for some time. God has put you in my spirit and in my prayers. I've been praying for you, especially your son. There's some things that God has specifically earmarked for your son. Male children or male child are very critical in the other side of 2024 because of what they're going to be released in the earth realm to do and the assignments that are on their life and many of the pivotal things that God will do for them, in them, and through them. So the male child will be very critical. That's why most male childs in this dispensation will become more an endangered species than they were in previous season, years, and even decades. They're carrying the seed of the mystery. Many of the children of this dispensation will carry the seed of the mystery. They will be carriers of the seed of the mystery. And some women, you really don't understand the depth of what you had to go through to birth out a male child, especially in the colonial systems of the world and the way things were designed. Your seed is very pivotal and important to God. If you ever go in the Old Testament and find out the life of women who had male children, the sacrifice, the pressure, the stresses that they had to go through to have a male child was horrendous. And many times people don't even understand the power of having a male child compared to a female child. This doesn't take anything away from the female. However, it is important because of the male child and what they carry within them as it relates to the seed and the development. That's why the world right now is full of demonic principalities and power that are working against the male child and the identity of the male child and the identity of the male child and the details of the life of the male child and what they will mean to the world or to our society. Into the Word of God from the book of Daniel, I'll continue to prophetically share as I share with you the book of Daniel. I'm a teacher, so I want you to understand today I'm teaching as well as I'm sharing prophetically with each and every one of you. The book of Daniel is in the Old Testament. It's one of the books of what we call prophetic books. It's prophetic books. So in the 39 books of the Old Testament, you have what you call 5 books of law, 12 books of history, 5 books of what we call poetic, and then 17 books of prophetic. Now, the first 5 books of the prophetic books are considered major books. They're major books because of the writing and the encryption and the sacred codes that are written in those. So when you read the book of prophetic books, there are 5 major books, but 4 prophets. In those books, they have encryption and they have meaning. So they all are encrypted in codes. So they're encrypted in codes. The other 12 books of the Bible are connected to the tribe. The minors are connected to the tribe. The 4 books are connected to his name, Yahweh. So when you read the book of Isaiah, it means Yahweh is salvation. All 66 chapters in Isaiah are encrypted for you to understand all 66 books of the Bible, whether it's theology, the 39, and what we call Christology, the 4, Christology, which is the gospel, or pneumatology, anything after X, Exodus, or anything after Acts, pneumatology, and then eschatology is revelation, because eschatology deals with end time. End of time, end of an age, end of a dispensation, end of an era, end of a time period. So these 39 books, if you read Isaiah, which means Yahweh is salvation, or Yehovah, most people, look, when you say Jehovah, it's not Jehovah, it's Yehovah, Yehovah, Jireh, Yehovah, Tiskanu, Yehovah Makkadesh, Yehovah Shalom, Yehovah. So when you read those, you'll find that each particular chapter that you read, you'll read it in the encryption of understanding the Messiah or the messianic presence of God. Now, other secret societies shifted to Masonic instead of messianic. And so Masonic, sacred, messianic, secret. It's a secret to understand how the Word of God is broken down from a theological perspective. And so when you read the Old Testament, you have to read it from its translation that was changed in 1604 to 1611 by the scholars. And the scholars, the 26 scholars from around the world, were selected by King James to create a English Standard Bible for the English Standard people. Anything before that time, they were either written in different types of languages or in a different type of understanding of the Bible. So thou and they, and then when we read the New King James Version of the Bible, all give detail, but the revelation must come alive when you read it. And so you can understand the Word of God in its totality. So when you read it, it will come alive to you. So a revelator is in battle with a scholar, with a theologian, and a philosopher. Because what a revelator does is he goes inside the Word of God and he pulls out what's been concealed. Then he reveals it. So from a philosophical perspective of the word, if you read the word from a philosopher, he gives you the detail from the Greek mysticism. If you read it from a theologian, he gives you the religious perspective based upon the timing of an event. Then if you read it from a scribe, he's a recorder of the events when things happen. But if you read it from a revelator takes the logos in the Bible and he goes down and he reveals to you what it means then and how it applies to now and then what's in it that's concealed. He brings the revelation to you to be revealed, and a believer can do what? Fulfill. Old Testament is always concealed. Then gospel is revealed, and the believers who are serving God fulfill what was revealed and concealed. So when I bring the Word of God to you, I'm bringing you the revelation of the Word of God. So Daniel book opens you up with understanding the details of these individuals who were of the tribe of Judah, and then they were there, the captivity transitioned because of the Babylonian system overtaking and taking on overthrown King Jehoiakim of Judah into his hand because of his rebellion. Then Nebuchadnezzar, he would then rule and reign. So Daniel was served under four ancient kingdoms or four ancient kings who did not serve Yahweh or Elohim. They had their own deity God. But he would be very influential because of his willingness in chapter number one to not eat of the table of the Babylonian food chain. So chapter one opens you up in the book of Daniel. Is Daniel had a lifestyle. Now many of the people right now around the world what they're doing in this month is they doing the Daniel fast. They call it a Daniel fast. Daniel's life was not a fast. Daniel's life was a lifestyle. He had a lifestyle. Daniel was critical to the prophetic books because of his relationship. So you have in the gospel or in these prophetic books is 66 chapters in Isaiah, 52 chapters in Jeremiah. Jeremiah's name means God is exalted and uplifted. His 52 chapters reveals to you how your 52 weeks will be utilized through his experience. He opens us up with, God opens us up with Jeremiah 1 and 4, 4 and 1, where he said, I knew, or Jeremiah 1 and 4, Jeremiah, I knew you before I formed you in the belly. And before you came out of your womb, out of your mother womb, I sanctified you. So it opens you up to understand that all 52 chapters will be encrypted into weeks of the year. So you will understand his 52 chapters were encrypted to understand 52 weeks of the year, everything God did in detail. Now, when you go into Lamentation, Lamentation deal with sorrow, grief, pain, anguish, the weeping, Lamentation, weeping. And the reason it becomes weeping is due to the knowledge that will come through salvation, through being God and exalted and uplifted. Once God is salvation and then exalted and uplifted in you, when you master the 66 books, then you're able to understand how God will be exalted and lifted up in Jeremiah. Through those experiences, you will go through difficulties in anguish, birthing out destiny. Ezekiel means God's strength. His book is powerful because it speaks to the, it speaks from the first person. If you read it, it talks about Son of Man, the power of Son of Man. So Old Testament prophets always received from God. They were seen. New Testament prophets, us, we perceive. So we have to deal with filter because of the frequency and because of the blood, or because the veil was ripped and Jesus came in and fulfilled what was concealed. So Old Testament was a letter. The New Testament is spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there is liberty. That's why when you read the Word of God, you have to read it from a literal place, not from an event that happened. For example, let me give you a perfect example. Or let me put it like this. You read it from the revelation of the event that happened so that you can have an understanding of the details. Now, when you read it from the Genesis, Genesis was not a literal place, but it was an actual, I mean, it was not an event. It was a literal place in the spirit realm. There it is. There you go. Now it's coming alive here. So you'll be able to read the Genesis and understand how events were done or events were written in the Word of God. So God was a revealer of the Word. So it was concealed, but the revelator would reveal it to you. He would reveal what was concealed so that you can understand the Word of God in detail. That's why many people in the Word today, you have to be very careful. How did you get your understanding or your religion or your doctrine or your information or what we call the writing of the letter of the letter of the Word? So Old Testament, they never gave you a chance because of the letter. You had the letter. But through Yeshua, you have the Spirit. That's why the word of the Lord God said, the letter killeth, the spirit gives life. Because once the spirit of the Lord God entered in, he took the letter and made it the word through the spirit. So in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh. Why? Because the letter killeth, but the word became flesh, and then the word became spirit. So where the spirit of the Lord God is, there's liberty. Most of you today, the reason why you go through the condemnation and the guilt and the struggles and the pain, because the letter wrote what your obituary was, but the spirit told you where your lifeline is after the obituary. So you will be able to move to understand the knowledge of the word of God. That's why when you're reading the word of God does not carry condemnation. 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 The word of God should not con you, damn you, and make you kill your nation. The word of God is conviction. It convicts you. So when you're in something, it's like a man that murders somebody. He gets convicted. If the word of God is in you, it convicts you so you won't be in a case called murder. You won't have a murder case against you, because what it does, it convicts you. So when you're going down the road to sin, the word of God convicts you so that you won't be a convict in a marriage, in a relationship, and you want to kill the person. Y'all ain't ready for me. I'm teaching y'all today. Because if I can rescue you from going into the abyss, I can rescue you from living the rest of your life in a tumult or turmoil of where you are in your life. So many people are still living under the letter and not under his presence. That's why you have so many people in the world who are serving God under conviction, under condemnation. Why? Because you love the Lord, you have a background of what you did, and the people in that religious setting always have to remind you that you are still in the same thing when your mind is not in. Your mind was there, but your body is not there. I know the OJs had a song called, "Your body is here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town." So you're there messing me around. So the devil, what he'll do to your mind is he'll mess your mind out while you're dealing with God on the other side. That's why Cat Williams said it's God's side or the other side. The devil always want to play with the other side, with God's side. You in the hot or cold. You can't have both. You can't have cold, hot or cold. And you can't have both. You have to either be hot or cold, or if you're lukewarm, he'll spew you out of the mouth. You have to choose this day who you're going to serve so you can serve him. So when you read the book of Daniel now, Daniel opens you up to understand that it's all about the law as it relates to the governmental. Daniel will become a governmental prophet that will serve under the administration of Persian and Medo-Persian kingdom or Babylonian system. What do that mean? That means Daniel served Elohim or Yahweh or Yah. He served Yahweh, but however, he did not compromise his life based upon these ancient deity kings and kingdoms. So he was able to minister the word of God with clarity and understanding under any administration. He was able to serve under Nebuchadnezzar. He was able to serve as a young man. So he's a young man in bondage and being a prisoner, but because of his impeccable gift, talent, wittiness, creativity, and not eating of the table of the Babylonian system or of the king's meat, which actually, when you read it in its actual writing, it was a porridge. It was a porridge that they ate, a porridge. He didn't eat of that meat. So you have to understand translation and changing of translation. So he did not eat of that portion. So he didn't refuse. He requested that he not eat. So I'm going to prove to you that if I'm able to prove to you who the servant who he served under, that the king put him over, that I can prove to you in 10 days, I will be far greater than those of my kind and my sort. So you have believers in the kingdom of God that constantly eating of ancient meat while you're not eating of those tables and of those table food. You're serving the Lord. So chapter number one, Daniel proved to the servant with Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, that's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He proved to them as a child of Judah that he can serve God. So Daniel said to Messah, the prince of the eunuch, let me prove to you, servant, I beseech you, that 10 days I can prove to you that we'll be far greater. He said, if I do that, then I have to, the king will take my head. He said, well, test me. So he said, what I'll do is I'll give you 10 days and show you that I will not look as if I'm weak. 10 days passed, and what did he do? He was far greater in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the science, and all portions of his gifting. Even the king even said to him, as the four, this is chapter 1, number 17, as these four children, God gave them knowledge, skill, and all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had an understanding of what? All vision and dreams. Why? Because Daniel refused, or Daniel did not eat of the meat of the Babylonian system. If you follow the Babylonian system, you would never be able to move in the presence of understanding God's revelation. That's why saints and believers who constantly follow and live and breathe based upon these other gods or these ancient spirits or pagan ways, it never leads you to the presence of God. Paganism is not of God. And many people in the body of Christ, they're serving paganistic events, timetables, and things of that nature. That's why when you understand the word of God and come into the knowledge of the word of God, you don't operate in paganistic ways and then call it a religious event or a religious set of God. Chapter number two opens you up with Daniel being able to master his gift and his ability to understand dreams and vision. Why? Because chapter number one, Daniel didn't eat of the table, of the Babylonian table. He didn't eat. So his gift increased 10 times more. So chapter number two, when the wizard, the magician, the sorcerer all came to try to interpret, the sorcerer, the astrologer, came to interpret the dream, they didn't have access to that spiritual dimension in the spirit realm. Daniel did, but the time was an appointed time. So the king says to them, a dream troubled me, and it troubled them because of the situation at hand. Then he calls for what all of them call for. I call for the magician. I call for the astrologer, the sorcerer, and the Chaldean. So Daniel wait in line and wait for the proper time. Now here's the interesting in chapter number two. When all of them came before the king, they asked the king, O king, live forever. Interpret the dream. The king said, the dream went from me. Why? Because God closed up the dream realm. The king could even interpret his own dream. But he said, because you use magic, wizardry, you should be able to do that. You're the magician. So they can even interpret a dream. Even one of them said, there's no man on the earth can do that until you give us an interpretation. He said it went from us. So he was wroth, and he sent a letter out to take out all of them. Take out the Chaldean, take out the wizard, the sorcerer, take them out, all of them, kill them dead, destroy them. And why? Because the spirit realm was locked up. They cannot tap into it. Daniel then have to come on the scene to rescue even the enemies of God. Why? Because he was able to interpret. Soon as Daniel get into the presence of the king, what did he do? He's able to interpret the dream. And the king was able to explain the dream, and Daniel was able to interpret the dream. Isn't it interesting? We have so many believers can speak in tongues, but they have no interpretation of what is said to others. Everybody going off in tongues, nobody can interpret what thus says the Lord. So it should be done privately instead of publicly. Most people are doing it to prove to them they have this almost calling the Holy Ghost, but they have a tongue, but they'll never use their tongue to celebrate you or salute you. You have to understand the power for which Daniel was able to move in and flow in because of his gifting, because of his ministry, because of what was in him. So chapter number 2 was Daniel's gift made room for him and brought him before the presence of the king. Chapter 3 was all about sound. It's about sound. That's why the king talked about different sounds that you have to get into the presence of the Lord God. And he tells him if there's which is the statue, the Bethlehem statue, and how to, at the sound of the clarinet, the sound of the decimal, the sound of the drummer, the sounds of all kinds of music, Psalm Street. At this sound, you supposed to worship God. Chapter number 1 was all about the ability to have his body in alignment. Chapter number 2 was his gift made room for him. Chapter number 3 is about sound. Chapter number 4 of the book of Daniel opens you up with transition. King Nebuchadnezzar dream become a reality, and he then goes into losing his mind, but he recovered. Chapter number 5, the curse falls on his son, Belshazzar, because he took what we were supposed to use for the kingdom of God and used it for partying. That's why all of these churches that are around the world using their platform for all of these things that are demonic is not of God. You can cause a curse to fall on your ministry and yourself if you take things of God and use it for the things of partying and debauchery and all of those things. The church of the living God is not supposed to be the place of your partying and your activity. It's already proven in chapter number 5. What they did is they took things that was supposed to use for the priest and for the altar, and then they start drinking and partying. And then you got leaders that are running around telling the world, I saved so many souls got saved. A soul can't get saved in your mess when you a message yourself, a mess. The body of Christ has to come to the revelation that the presence of God is not in that mess that people are doing. And that's why you have these spirits in the land that are operating in what you call a reprobated mantle. They're going away from the Lord because they have connected themselves to these ancient spirits, and they say it is God. The word of the Lord God said, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You do not bring into the presence of God any kind of gift and then say the Lord gained souls from that. That's a game. You got to call it. You got to understand. You don't bring things into the kingdom of God and then have parties and everybody bumping and humping and pumping and doing all kinds of stuff and say you want soul. No, you want soul for Satan kingdom, and you want to call it God kingdom because you're wearing the garment, but you don't have the presence of his glory. When you have the presence of his glory, you operate in the right mindset of the garment. I didn't come out of the world to go to the church and be in the club. I came out of the world because I chose the word over the world. And when you chose the word over the world, you have to walk in the power and the presence of God for your life. There's a difference that you must show and display in your walk with the Lord. So chapter 5 was all about his Belshazzar taking things that was of the glory of God and using them, and God cursed them and took them out of here. People that understand, the word of God didn't change. That's why he said in verse 25 of chapter 5, and this was the writing that was written, meaning, tekel, you for sin. this interpretation of king, meaning God has numbered the kingdom, finished it. Tekel, thou art weighted in the balance, and I found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Median and Persian. So God divided the kingdom of God. Everybody want an audience, but can you get in his presence? And his presence is fullness of joy, and the audience is laughter. There's a difference with laughter and joy, because if you get in the presence of God, there's a fullness of that, and there's a fullness of his glory in his presence. And the presence is a fullness of his glory and the power within you. But if you don't get into his presence, you can't get his power to have. So Satan will give you power and call it his presence. And you will be in his presence thinking you got power when you only got a position and no power to be able to cast out anything and deliver any of the people. So chapter 6:06 opens you up with Daniel being able to be in position of prayer and posture. He's appointed to now a rule in authority. He's in a position of authority over the president, over the governor. And they then set him up. Chapter 6 was about a setup. So he was prepared for the lion den. He was prepared for the lion den. The animal kingdom have to respond to the kingdom of God. You have power over the animal kingdom. If you read it in Genesis, you have dominion over what? The fish of the sea and the fowls of the air. You have power over that when you understand your position in the kingdom. Chapter number 7 opens you up with Daniel explaining the vision. Daniel explained the vision, and his vision is interpreted by the presence of God through the angelic reinforcement. Daniel had an impeccable life. He had an excellent spirit in him. He prayed 3 times a day. He was in the will of God, so he didn't deal with his enemy. If you ever know Daniel, Daniel never had to deal with his enemy. Well, let me put it like that. Daniel had to deal with his enemy, but he never retaliated against his enemy because Daniel was a solution. Anytime you're a solution, you're to clean up pollution. So he's a solution. Some of you, you are a solution, but you're becoming a pollution because when God used you to be a solution, you don't want to clean up the pollution of the people. You, because of what they've done to you, if God can still use you as a solution. You don't want your solution to become a pollution and then God have to remove you. You are a solution in the earth realm. Nobody can kill a solution. What they can do is they can attack a solution, but if you have the right chemicals in the chemistry of eternity in your humanity, the enemy can't kill a solution. A solution is to clean up pollution. If I'm a solution to your life, I'm cleaning up pollution. The problem is not you coming after me. The problem is that I'm going into the pollution and I'm making you respond to the solution and you're attacking me. You're not attacking me. Your spirit that's on your life is attacking the solution because the solution is delivering you from the pollution. You can't deliver yourself. That's why you follow me, because I'm a solution, and even though you're a pollution, I'm trying to deliver you from the pollution of your past situation that you thought was a solution for your life. You thought it was a solution, found out it was a pollution, and you wanted to kill the person. Oh, I'm not teaching today. I'm blessing somebody. So Daniel chapter number 7, here's what Daniel did in chapter number 7. Daniel chapter number 7, verse number 15, let's get ready to go to the mountain and bless the people of God. Daniel chapter number 7. Daniel chapter number 7, he said, I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the vision of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by, what, and asked him the truth of all this. So I behold, and so he told me and made me to know the interpretation of things. These great beasts, which are 4 and 4 kings, which shall rise out of the earth. Listen to this. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Forever, even forever and ever. We are in the time right now where we are the possessors of the earth realm. But because, I don't like to use the word but, however, it's more defined as it relates to English languages. However, due to the events of our life, we can't move past that place because of religion indoctrination of letter. When you tap into the spirit gives light in the things of God. The letter kill it, the spirit gives light. Because when you move into the spirit world, the spirit understands the word of God that gives light to your conversation or to the power that you have. That's why in Matthew 4:1, when Jesus was led up of the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, he came to him, the tempter came to him and said to him, if thou be the Son of God, take these, what? Take these breads, take these stones and make them bread. Well, why would Jesus, being of the tribe, the stone tribes of Israel, and turn them into bread? I am the chief cornerstone. Follow the revelation. Take these stones and make them the bread. I am the bread and I am the stone. So therefore, I'm the chief cornerstone, if thou be the Son of God. So he let him know, it is written, man shall not live by the bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, which is the stone, the tribal stone, because I come out of the lineage of the Davidic bloodline. And from the Davidic bloodline, I come out of the tribal line that will connect us to the lifeline. My actual 42 generation before that came my mother Rahab. She was Rahab in chapter number 2 of the book of Joshua. Rahab is the great, 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 great grandmother of Yeshua. So she understood. So the bloodline came down to Yeshua. So he was actually the bloodline. That's where you get the blood of Jesus, the bloodline, the blood delivered, because David was delivered in his bloodline from the demons that wanted to take his lifeline. The blood delivered, the blood set free, the blood anointed. So Catholicism, the church, gave you the word the blood delivered, the blood have power. But if you don't not connected to the life of the bloodline, then what you have, blood clot. You got a lot of people walking around in the world with blood clot. Why? Because they're not blood washed, blood delivered. If you are brainwashed, you can never be blood washed. That's why you have a lot of pulpits that are full of brainwashed people. Can't even blood wash and deliver the folk in the body of Christ. Because they're not blood washed, they're brainwashed. If you brainwash, your blood did not flow through the anatomy of your academy so that you can flow in the presence of his deity. There's inside of you the presence of the power of God. And the presence of the power of God comes through that. So here you now have Daniel, who's dealing with the angelic presence of God. He's moving in the presence of God. Let's read on down. But the saints of the Most High, there it is, the Most High God, shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and even forevermore. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devour and break in pieces and stamp the residue with his feet, and of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that eye and mouth that spake very great things, who look was more stout than his fellow. I beheld, and the same horn made war with what the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days. Now listen to this. Till the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom, the Ancient of Days. That means you're coming to revelation of the original things of God. The enemy have fooled so many people from what? 1582. In 1582, the Catholic Church or Pope Gregory established the calendar of events. When he established the calendar of events, he changed times and seasons and events for the calendar of events so that they could determine the timetable of the rising up of the actual sons and daughters of the Most High. Verse 21. And beheld the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. Let's move down to verse number 22. Until the Ancient of Days came. It means the revealing of God's original plan for your life. When those things come, it means that I don't deal with those ancient deities. I deal with the original things of the ancient timing of God so I can understand the details of what God said in his original plan. Etymology is based upon words that were created for a event during a period of time. Now, in 1960, there was no such word as a narcissist. They brought the word narcissist on during a unique time of arrogant people. So you get the word narcissist. Narcissists are people who are arrogant, who always blame you, but don't see themselves. They call them narcissists. That was not a word called narcissist back then. It was another word they used, but they created a word. So in the dictionary, you have a narcissist. You follow what I'm saying? So what the devil would do, he will create a word in a system, and he'll give you the etymology when God want to give you the historicity. Let me give you the original meaning of it. Let me tell you what I said about pride going first before destruction and a haughty spirit before fall. So we have wealthy people that you determine is better for them as a narcissist. So we got a diagnosis in the DSM-4 that a narcissist is one of these people that got a little issues in their life. So we create a word for it. In the word of God here, transliteration means that the translation changed of literally what was said. Transliteration. They changed the translation. So when you read it here, you'll find that the Ancient of Days is when men and women of God come to the revelation of what God said in the beginning concerning your life, not based upon how they gave it to you, what they told you, but based upon what God originated you to be in the DNA. It's in your DNA that you are God's chosen. You are his selected. You are his chosen. You are his call. You are his anointed one that he chose. So that's the difference between God's side and the other side. The other side, they do what? The other side try to keep their stuff sacred. God's side is secret. God holds the secret, and he maintains the power of secrecy so he can reveal to you what's hidden in Old Testament, and then he can show you how I can reveal it in New Testament and then fulfill it to you so I can fulfill my word to you, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelled among us. Revelation 1 and 8 in eschatology, he said, I am the Alpha. You are the Greek word Alpha. I am the Omega. You are the end. You're the first and the last, which was, which is to become. Then in the Old Testament, you're omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, all knowing, all seeing, all existing. He's everywhere. So make no difference who comes at you. They cannot stop you because you're omnipotent, you're omniscient, you're omnipresent, you're all knowing, all seeing, all existing. You are his Alpha, you are his Omega, you're the beginning and the end, the first and the last, which was, which is to become. You're God Almighty, and people want you to serve their deities and miss eternity and miss it in humanity. I have to serve the very presence of God everywhere I go. So when the enemy comes in and try to change things, God can change him. You have to understand the power. Let me read those down. Verse 22. And thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse of all kingdom, and shall divide the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it to pieces. And the 10 horns out of the kingdom are 10 kings that shall rise, and another shall rise after them. And he shall divide, he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue the three kings. And he shall speak great words. Now listen to this. He shall speak great words against what? The Most High. He shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think. Now notice now. And demons, he will wear out the saints of the Most High. And then the demons will think. Notice that. And they will think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into the hand unto a time and a time and a dividing of time. What am I saying here? You have to understand where we at as believers in the kingdom of God. That's why today's message is at the turning turmoil, at the turning point, but it's time to be able to weather the impossible storm. You have to be able to weather the impossible storm. The impossible storm that are in the land right now. We have the weather precipitation in the land that have merged up into the valley. That's why no one can determine the weather in the land. That's what the astrologer did. That's what the Chaldean did, the magician and sorcerer. They were able to understand precipitation. And if you don't understand precipitation, you have power. But when you operate in prescription, you have the outcome of the income. I'm a prescription in the kingdom of God so I can move past precipitation of man. When you become a prescription, you know exactly the chemistry, the chemicals of eternity to bring people out of the demonic forces of the enemy attacking them in humanity. You are the power of God. How many go to the doctor and the doctor give you and tell you what you are? He give you a prescription. If you come to me, you'll get a prescription so you can be delivered from the diagnosis and the prognosis. They diagnose something based upon what they saw, and they read it, and the prognosis is there. But when you understand, and the prescription that they give you is only the prescription that they deal with the issue that they saw causing other issues in your body. But the presence of God, that's why when you serve God, you understand when the enemy comes in, the word of God said, like a flood. When the enemy comes in, the word of God said, like a flood. What he'll do? He'll raise up a standard. God will drown your enemy. Your enemy will be drowned because when he comes in, like a flood, God will destroy him. Not come in like a flood. When the enemy come in, then the word like a flood. You get that? When the enemy come in, the word said like a flood, God will raise up a standard. He will drown your enemy with your presence of what's in you. You have the power to understand it. Not when the enemy come in like a flood, God will raise up a standard. No, when the enemy come in like a flood, when the enemy come in, comma, like a flood, God will drown your enemy. That's why the timing that we're in right now is an impeccable timetable. Do you know time is a thief? It has robbed many people. You have to seize the moment in this season right now. The enemy is trying to rob people with time. That's why you're watching the dates and the season that we're in. Cold is fighting winter. Winter is fighting autumn. Autumn is fighting spring. Spring is fighting summer. Summer is battling with winter because it's a time, the climatic earth realm. Anytime, if you study the actual word of God, you'll understand demons are confused in precipitation. They're confused by the weather. You know why? Because they don't have the power to understand the movement of God. God moves through the present. That's why he said dominion. I give you dominion over the earth. I give you dominion over the fish of the sea, and over I give you dominion over the fowls of the air. You have power and dominion in what? The present, the weather precipitation in the earth realm. When the weather changes, God can shift things. When the weather changes, he can shift things. That's why you look at people. You ever hear the word fair weather people? Because they're just like a weather. They change it. They understand the lunar of the moon. That's where you get the word lunatic from people. Mental. You get the mental health issue in the earth realm. It's chemically imbalanced in atmosphere. That's why they put stuff in your water. That's why they put chemicals in your air. That's why they put substance in your food, because you are a prescription in your body. You carry the nucleus of eternity. You suspend the presence of humanity. You carry the deity of God. Everything inside you is greatness. The cellular phone is in your brain. The atom is in your brain. The molecule that dominates the earth. You don't have to look at Genesis. It's a gene that opens you up to the genius, the genealogy of God. Everything about you is powerful. That's why the other side study God's side. And the other side can't connect to the God side, because the God side is under the conscience of God. When you're in the conscience of God, you walk in the power of God and the glory of God. That's why many believers don't even understand what they have. You can heal your own body. You can deliver your own self. You have power to speak to the organs, to the cells. You have power to speak to the nucleus of your body. If you have faith, fear has no conversation with you. If you have faith, you operate in the mystery of a sound of God, because it's inside of you, the greatness. So the enemy does what? He plays with the times and the seasons. And what he does is he confuses you. He confuses your timetable. Let me break it down so somebody can understand the timing of God. He is an enemy. And he shall speak words against the Most High and shall do what? Wear out the saints. And Most High of Most High, and think the change times and laws. And they shall what? Be given into his hand until a time and a time and the dividing of time. The enemy comes in. And what he does when he comes in is he utilizes your thought. And from your thought, when the Holy Spirit says, wait, son. Don't make a move. You overrule the time, and you decide to step out of the kairos of God, which in the earth realm, or what we call the terrestrial realm. The terrestrial realm deal with earth. Celestial deal with heavenly eternity. So in the God speaks to you from the eternal place, you take it and deal with it from a human place. So what you do is you get yourself into something that causes time to delay. It's not destiny. It's body seeking damage to fulfill an empty love affair. Let me go a little deeper. So what you do is you connect, because your flesh longs for something that eternity says wait. If you wait on God, you won't change the timing of God. See, most people, they get in stuff that they're trying to change the timing of God. And when you get in it, you feel you stuck in it, because humanity saw you make a decision and you said, God said it. And once humanity see that God said it, you try to force damage to become destiny. And it will never. It keeps causing more damage. So you change times and seasons. And you change times and laws. You change the way things are done. That's what demon spirit does. Demon spirit takes your destiny and play on your destiny by introducing you to death damage. You just missed it. See, you're death missing. You'll miss the decimal that want to bring you into destiny. And then you'll end up with damage calling it destiny. No, you miss the decimal. And you miss where the decimal is supposed to be. And you'll never tap into the dimension, because you'll have dementia trying to call it destiny. God is trying to bring you in. So what Satan does is he's messing with time. The Gregorian calendar was set up to the exact details of what? The Babylonian system. See, these fallen angels, they call them Nephilim, the Greek, fallen, came down, and what they did is they revealed the secrets to those who became covenant with them. Give me access to you. I'll reveal to you the secrets of what? Heavenly. And if I give you the secrets, it must cost a sacrifice. That's why you have to understand how things work when people make covenant with people. There is collateral damage on the other end. So these demon spirits reveal to Pope Gregory the secret of timing at this time, this hour. It was not all the details of event. He gave them the closest you can get to an event. They don't know all of the details because the word of the Lord God said, no man knows the time, the date, the hour that the Lord is here. Not even the angels knew the time. So what they did is they looked at details of eternal things. But anybody that operates in the presence of God, God revealed the details of how what the fallen angels had, God give you the details of what they know. So what he'll do, it's the more you close, you tap into the presence of God, the more God speaks to you about what the fallen angels are trying to do in the earth realm. He reveals to you them. He doesn't reveal to you what the other folks do. He can do that too. What he reveals to you is how to reveal to them that they won't get caught up and give their seed to this demon so this demon can make them lose their mind for the next 20, 30 years. You have to move and understand times and seasons. The weather precipitation in the land is a determining factor of how the universe moves. That's why when you study the Gregorian calendar, it was all about the equinox. It's all about the earth, how it rotates, the earth ramp, and how it maneuvers. So they, what, astrology, they study magician, they study sorcery, so they can know how the axis of the Mason-Dixon line move from light and darkness. They study stratospheres, hemispheres, tropospheres, biosphere. They study Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn. They study that so they can determine the factor of how the universe works. But they don't have the power of how eternity reveals. Eternity reveals more than the universe. You can move outside of the universe into eternity when you open up your eyes to the presence of God. That's why when you come into the presence of God, there's a level in the spirit world that will take you far greater than your imagination. It's called transcending. Transcending means to move into a spiritual estate in God. Once you transcend, you move above and beyond cognitive. You're no longer in cognitive. You are in a super of a natural state. What God does is he transcends you. What he does is he puts you in a trance state where you're sleeping in your bed, and then your actual spirit comes out of your body, and he trans, and then he sends you information. Transcend. Once he transcends that message to you, then he moved it, he transcended to what? To your Adam. Your Adam pick it up. And then your genes, your neurological system pick it up to your genealogy and reveals to you secret code, mystery, invention, wittiness, creativity that you move in. And then it moves you down to what? To the cells, to the molecule. The molecules open you up to great things in your body, in your system, to connect you to what? Your pineal gland, to the very part of the brain that's called the mystery of eternity. That's why the word of the Lord God says, if you have faith as of a grain of mustard seed, you can say to a mountain, be thou removed. In other words, the pineal gland is that small part of the brain that covers every part of humanity. If you have the faith of the grain of the mustard seed, what am I talking about, Prophet Matthew? You never have to use the mustard seed. You just use the grain. God can allow you to use grain and keep your seed growing. You have the faith of the grain of the mustard seed. You put a mustard seed in your head and rub it. What you get is grain. And you have faith of the grain. You can spread it and keep your seed. You don't have to keep getting your seed when you have the power of the grain. The grain is a powerful thing to do in the earth realm. If you have the faith of the grain to be able to move through the presence of God, I can preach the grain to heaven and still tell you to keep the mustard seed. You'll be able to move and move in spiritual dimension, in the spirit world, in the power of God. Religious system, denominationalism, organizationalism, no moving to the present. Transcend. And you transcend, I'll send you the exact detail to be able to flow in the transcending. Why do we have people that train to transgender? Once I put you in a trance, I then now send you the power to move into the genealogy. Why do I change? Because when people transcend, they let demons intercept their gene and they don't know who they are. You got a lot of people in the body. They don't know who they are. Before you become a transgender, you got to transcend. When it's sin, you got to understand who has sent the spirit to you. That's why you have leaders and pastors around the world saying God said it. No, they transcend. Sin and the demon came in and changed the gender of the word of God, the gender of their life. They're operating outside the will of God because they went farther than they want to go, kept them longer than they want to, and cost them more than they want to pay. So they're paying a price tag now. And when you pay a price tag to the devil, it's called collateral damage. So this is the year of collateral damage. What you saw last year, what you saw the previous year, God prepared you to it. Why? How did he prepare you? He prepared you through corona. The corona was the sovereignty, not corona, a virus. I went viral in the midst of the virus. Many people didn't go viral. What they did is they took a shot instead of giving a shot. You got to give the devil a shot instead of taking a shot of the devil. You got to move in the presence of God. When you move into the presence of God, I move you into the glory of where I'm at. That's why you're watching many people right now in the 24 years of the 24 elders of the council. That's why they understood timetable. That's 442 years. If you go back to the original calendar of 1582 to 1982, that's 400 years. And then from that time to now, you have 42 years. What do you have? You have 442 years. You have the breakout of the original family coming back into power. What? The Ancient of Days. I'm raising up the generations of the bloodline. I'm raising up the sons. I'm raising up the daughters. Why? Because 42 means Jesus came through 40 and two generations. They look at the timetable. They don't know who God is going to use now. They don't know the power. But God is raising up men and women of God right now to take the nation by storm. Take the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God suffering violence and violence take it back forth. If you don't walk in the presence of God, you'll never walk in the glory of God. You can't be a counterfeit this year. If you don't have the anointing, you won't make it. You can come and pretend. You will not walk. You'll be a pretender and never a contender. This is the time right now where the impossible, you got to be able to weather the impossible storm. You haven't seen the storm yet that's getting ready to hit nations from around the world of what God is doing. And when you tap into the presence of God, you tap into the light of the glory of God. There's men and women of God that will be able to escape the demonic power and principality. You carry an anointing on your life. You carry a power on your life. You move past the gifting. The gifting is calling without repenting. The anointing is power that comes from the pineal gland. That's the eternal power that deliver you, keep you anointed, keep you power, that you won't never die again. You won't never get sick again. You'll never get old again. You'll live in the ageless state of God. The people don't talk about that. They prepare you for death. Some of you are preparing your retirement. I'll never have a retirement because I can never die in the presence of God. I just need this body alone. It's only a rented shell. I don't value a shell. I value his presence of his glory. You got to be able to move. You got to move into the presence of God. Greater thing you can ever be in your life. He want to take you places, and you want to play with God. You can't play with God in this season.
Monopoly, you better get into chess. This is checkmate year. All of the stuff and the crazy stuff that's coming your way, my way, everybody's way. Oh, glory. You got to understand the power that he's bringing to you. Trying to get you. I got me preaching today. You got to pull a preacher out of me. You got to pull a preacher out of me. Pull a preacher out of me. You need to pull a preacher out of me. Because he wants to bring you to understand who you are in the kingdom of God. It's the timing to understand. Look at the weather outside. The other day, you was in the middle of a major storm. 2 weeks ago, we got inches of snow up here. A week later, there's no snow around. Because of the presence and things are moving. Look at people so confused, they don't even know if they're up or down. The precipitation, because of the pan, the hand of God. You can go to my Facebook page. If you're a first-time follower, just hit follow right there. Follow me on YouTube. Follow me on social media. Here's what I said so many of you can understand. Here's what the Lord gave me. He said, tell the people, prepare for the biggest merger in the earth realm now. The biggest merger in the earth realm. The weather participation is universal balance. Universal balance, and humanity will pay the price because it's here. It's the light in you. Many of you right now have to understand what is going on internally. I don't have time to worry about who's looking at me. I don't have time to worry about who don't like me. I don't have time to worry about what they say about me. They don't support me. When you're in the presence of God, there's the greatest supporting system of the world. You don't have to worry about all of those other things that come your way. If you depend on humanity to bless your deity, it's not going to happen. God will make humanity to bless his deity that's in you. You're the vessel in the kingdom of God that houses the very greatness of God. You, every word in your mouth comes with a code. Every word is encrypted in a code. When you open your mouth, you release a code from within you. And if your words come out of your mouth, you can't do it. It won't happen. If your words come out your mouth, you confirm it. It will happen. See, the enemy wants to steal the universal balance in every human being, every human structure. You carry a weather in you, a weather. You wanted me to break that down? Let me break it down for you. Let me break weather down for you. Okay? You ready? Y'all ready? I want somebody to put the word weather, and I want you to put the word rather. Rather, weather. Okay? Let's do this. So you can understand the revelation of understanding the impossible. The impossible. Turn with me to 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. When you get it, let me know. We're going to 1 John chapter 4. We're going to 1 John chapter 4. Now, the word, weather, it's a word called weather. And it's a word called weather. And it's a word called weather. Number one, rather, weather, and weather. Listen to this. Okay? Listen to this. Now, the weather I'm talking about is W-H-E-T-H-E-R. Whether. Rather. Whether. You can see it? Now, here's what he said. Beloved, believe not every spirit. Try the spirit whether they are of God. You see that one? W-H-E-T-H-E-R. You all carry a rather, whether, and a rather. You follow me? I'm going to teach this now. Now listen to this. This word rather in the actual Greek means distinguish. You have the power to distinguish rather, whether. You have the power inside to make a decision rather to distinguish it or whether you're going to go into the storm or the precipitation. Rather, you have the power in you. That means to distinguish. So the word of God, see, beloved, every spirit, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, go inside the spirit world, and distinguish the weather. That's precipitation. Rather, you're making a choice, whether distinguish. God give us the power to distinguish whether or rather. So you have the power as a believer to know what choices to make. So stop blaming people for your decision. No, you didn't go in the spirit to distinguish rather. You have to be able to understand the power to distinguish. Here's what people say. The word of God says, try the spirit by the spirit. You can't do that because if you got the demon spirit in you, how are you going to use a demon to try another spirit that's a demon? They don't test each other. Demon spirits, you don't try a spirit by your spirit. You try the spirit of God to distinguish if it's the spirit of God. We have a lot of believers in the kingdom of God are in major friendly fire. That's why there's a lot of believers in the kingdom are being hurt by other believers because we don't distinguish it. Here you are saying you discerning. You're not discerning. You're suspicious. Your suspicion gives you the power to discern. Your suspicion is based upon what you feel from your feelings, your emotion, your pain. So based upon how somebody hurt you, you saying you discerning. You're not discerning. You're suspicion. Your suspicion will cost you your position. You got a lot of people that are suspicious and they'll miss their position. Go a little deeper. The word of God says, be careful that you don't entertain angels unawarely. Your suspicion will make you miss angels that have the spirit of God that can bless your life. But because you're suspicious of them, you're saying you're discerning and you miss them. You can't miss the presence of God when you try the spirit rather it be of God. That word in the Greek means to distinguish. You'll tap in and God will reveal to you if it's right or if it's wrong. That's when you get a check in your spirit. God will say, that's not the person to be with. Mm-mm, don't sleep with that person. Mm-mm, don't go down that street. And you'll say, it's going to be all right. You'll look around. Ain't nobody around. The spirit is there. It's there. And then you go into that area, and then when you make the wrong choices, Sydney, into damage Lee. And you're walking with damage, calling it destiny. And it'll never be destiny because it's damage. Satan wants to damage your destiny. That's why we're in a time You have to weather the impossible storms. They're here all over. You don't know what season it is. You don't know what day it is. The Gregorian calendar told you it was January. In the Judaic calendar, he tells it's another day. The Judaic calendar tell you the feast of the year. These tell you exactly the dates of pagan events of the year. When you study the Word of God, the Word of God bring you into the presence of Him. And you walk and you breathe in that presence because of the supernatural presence of God. So when I speak prophetically to people, how do you prophesy into people's life when you don't understand prophecy? There's a difference between the S and the C, sign and C. When you prophesy and then release prophecy, the ability to understand prophecy is understand eternity. In eternity, God transcends. He sends you data and information of the Ancient of Days. So God takes you as a prophet. A prophet is a sound. It's a sound. That's why before they had the word prophet, they had the word seer. It was called seers. You would be able to see. You didn't see with your eyes. You saw with your ears. Faith cometh. See it? Faith cometh by hearing. How do you hear? You're able to pick it up in the spirit. In your transit state, God revealed to your sound. When you pick up sound, you create image. And from image, you can create a nation. So God gives you sound, and it is established through image. A prophet goes in and pick up the sound. We are already God's image. If you read the book of Genesis, God told the angels, every one of them in heaven, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. He never said, let's make man in our imagination. He gave you image. You take the image and create a nation from the image. That's why what you're dealing with right now is the end of the Gregorian set cycle. The Gregorian calendar from the Catholic Church, from the Judaistic order, from the Scottish Rite, from the secret society, the high-ranking levels of the family of the world, they know that their actual season is over. It's collateral time now. There's a price you pay in a civilization. So the civilizational shift in the world is based upon 2024. 2024 connects you to the council, the 24 elders, the council of God's will. You have to understand all of the things that God does in his plan. So the plan that happened before 12:01 midnight, in 2023, which brought you to 12:31, it brought you to 12:31:23, 6:6, it brought you to the completion of the Bible. That's what it meant. 6:6 was the completion. Every president is encrypted in a code. October 1st solidified it because what? Jimmy Carter is the 39th president. After October 1st, September, October 1st, established the new year, the Judaic new year. Anything after that, your January 1st is not the new year. It's the Gregorian calendar new year. He's the 39th president. That means the Old Testament was fulfilled based upon Judaism. Judaistic calendar is fulfilled. Then they brings you into understanding the other 66 books. President Carter turned 99 years old. He's the most religious president of all the presidents of the world. He's the longest living president in the history of our 46 presidents of the world. So his timing is impeccable. You flip the 99 around, you get 6-6. You get the president, Jimmy Carter. So his wife was collateral damage. She leaves you at 96. Queen Elizabeth died 2 years ago at 96. The encrypted of the code is the 96, which is the symbol of the upside down symbol of the body. You have to understand everything is being done. So on 12:01 midnight, that ends the incomplete definition of the Gregorian calendar that was authorized by King James. King James, who were the men who authorized it, authorized them to create an English Standard Version. 26 scholars from around the world took this translation. So times and seasons, that's why the enemy comes in. He want to change time and season. That's why right here in the word of the Lord God, and he shall speak words against the Most High. What did he do in 2020? Those leadership and leaders, he spoke words against the Most High. And so what? Wear out those saints. That's what it was planned. It was a plan. That's why Dr. Fauci is of the Jesuit order. He served under 7 presidents. That means completion. He served under 7 presidents. So his reigning responsibility began in 1982. He served Ronald Reagan. He served Ronald Reagan. Then he served George Bush. Then he served Bill Clinton. Then he served the other Bush. Then he served George Bush. Then he served Bill Clinton. Then he served Obama. And who else he served? He served Obama. Then he served Trump. And then he served what? He didn't really serve I won't call him Yo-Yo. He didn't serve this guy because his tenure was up. So he only served 7 presidents because it's all encrypted in code. That's why I'm a revealer of the code. I'm revealing things to you so you can understand what 2020 is all about. 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024. 2024 is the council, the very wheel. That's why the equator, the equinox, the Mason-Dixon line is all shifted. The climatic move of the earth wind. Why people say, why is the Arctic climate shifting? Because of the climatic shift in the land. Well, it was once hot, now it's once cold, it's changing this climatic. That's why you watch the underworld. These aren't UFOs that you're watching. You're watching an experiment. You're watching these secret societies taking human lives and experimenting in them. They experiment. And then what God is doing, he's releasing his angelic reinforcement. These experiments, these are ancient spirits that want to take on the image of mankind. That's why you see all these different images, different lights, different things. They ain't no unidentified flying objects. These are spirits. Spirits taking on these transcendent waves in the earth realm. They did it during Enoch. They're doing it now. And only thing most of the church people know is religion. They know how to jump up and down, clap. They know how to go in a bunch of tongues, wave their hands all different kinds of ways. They don't know nothing about moving in the spirit. You ain't got to knock people down. You speak to the demon. If you want to knock them down, go ahead and knock them down. Do your exercise. Just don't get a lawsuit on you and get sued because people are suing folks for knocking them down. See, you ain't got to do all that. And they'll say, ooh, see what God is doing? You ain't got to knock. You speak the word. If they fall backwards, they fell out under the power. And many of them, those demons in them fell out because they don't want to be identified. Knock that demon down. Say, get him up again. Get him up. Because they knock down and under the blanket for 25 minutes, and they get up and go and get under somebody else's blanket. Y'all ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. Because you deliver them. Deliverance is not for no sinning person. Deliverance is for the saved. Salvation is for the sinner. The sinners need to be get salvation, not the same. You got to bring a man in that drunk. Let me deliver you. No, sir. Do you want to be saved? Do you want to be set free? Then God has set him free. He'll save him. Then and only then can he be delivered. And most of the time, he'll get deliverance through salvation. We don't got people that want to deal with deliverance. Some of these pastors, people start dealing with deliverance. Them demons will turn around and say, I know you. You be like, you, I know you, and I know you. You can't do nothing with me. I ain't going nowhere. It scares some of these people. The power, being able to weather the impossible storm. Some of you right now, at this 911 hour, if you look at your clock, it says 911. At this very hour, time you in, there's a move in the land. And the presence of God is so powerful right now to bring breakthroughs to many of you. The enemy have wore out most of the believers. Most believers now has been worn out because they've been worn out by other saints. They have been burnt out. Many people don't even have the power to do anything else because they've been burnt out. God is raising up those who have the power to go into the spirit realm and can move in the authority in the presence of God with full power and full authority and not be wore out by the enemy. Satan wants to wear out the saints of the Most High and change times and seasons. Some of you don't even know if it's winter right now. Is it still winter? The calendar said after December 21st, winter is. Spring is on its way. But we ain't weather that spring weather. You go over to East Coast, they're in flood weather. You go into some areas of the South, you got cold weather one day, and now people are taking off their coats. It's hot as I don't know what in those areas because the enemy is wearing out the faith. You have to be able to understand what you're up against. The enemy, all of these demonic principalities and power, they don't know what the precipitation is now. That's why you're seeing so much collateral damage. The three major religions of the world right now, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, are the three major religions of the world, and everybody else come under them. They all are in a major warfare. They all are in chaos. The Catholic Church is in the biggest demonic debauchery in the history of that church. Right now, in the Catholic Church in Vatican City, they're in so many lawsuits that they're trying to settle in the Catholic Church, and you have a pope that just embraced same-sex union and caused a separation of 1.8 billion parishioners. They have more than that, but those are borderline. So now you have 1.8 billion, 60% of them are no longer in the church. He's trying to persuade them to come back and use the word, we got to love everybody. No one never said you don't love everybody. No one never said that. You don't embrace wrong values and call it right under love phenomena. Wrong, sir. Then you have all of these other cardinals who are there. They are so confused. They don't know what to do. Then you have one black priest over in Africa in total contradiction of him and fighting him. And he is gaining momentum. Why? Because the tribes are coming back in power. Now, you have a pope who's in office in his farewell season. He is in his farewell season. He's on his way out of here. He only got a short window to sell that perverted system that he's trying to sell by the Nephilim. Then you have over here in the royal family, you have King Charles, who's dealing with issues concerning his body right now in the hospital, the son, wife, dealing with issues in her body. Then you have Meghan Markle and Harry sitting in a cut. So you follow what I'm saying? Oh, he's in his farewell address. He's the king. So he's in his farewell address. The Pope is in his farewell address. Now look at the President of the United States. The President of the United States, he's in his farewell address. So we got 1, 2, 3 kingdom. Now you got to go over to the Middle East over there, where you got Israeli President, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's in his farewell season. So that's 4 world governments right there. You follow me? Are y'all following me? You see what I'm talking about, what I'm sharing with you right now? You in 2024. Collateral damage. He's in a war of genocide over there. And then you have right here in America, all of those tribes, all of those people that's coming to the United States are tribes. Study the tribes. Study all of those. Those are all tribes coming back. Everything is changing in the world. So you have utter confusion. So the weather precipitation in the earth realm has shifted. Look at over there, over in the Arctic climate. You have humpback whales making prophetic designs in the water. Look at you're seeing things you never saw exist. Look at the nature of the sky. Look at humanity, don't even understand it because you follow the coronavirus. And then after they gave you the virus, then they start selling you billions of shots to take that was encrypted in nanoparticles. Then a year and a half later, they slipped through the back door the next King Charles as sovereign king. Sovereign king over what? The crown, the corona crown. So to throw us all off, they threw us all off. They threw the world all off so they can shift you from seeing the actual presence that of the transfer. But God never transferred things. God plan never changed. God ideology never changed. God structure never changed because it's what it is in the earth realm. So all of the entire weather in the earth realm has shifted the entire dynamics of humans' body. Everybody's body is changed. It's not the same because of what you're watching in the land. Satan wants to wear out the saints of the Most High to change the times and the season. God is revealing everything we need. Everything that exists, he's revealing it. He's showing you. He's giving it to you. And he's showing you who you are to him in totality. You will be able, being able to weather the impossible storms in your life, to weather them. This illusion or matrix that you're in, all of the things have shifted, all 7 continents, all 7 continents, not one, all 7 continents have shifted. The dynamics of one continent is different than the other. The other continent is different than the other because of what's happening. I'm going to break these numbers down to you. Are you all ready? I want everybody to write them down. 1852 to 1982, that's 400 years. 400-year period. 400-year period. In 1982, Ronald Reagan became the 40th president in 1982. So 1582 to 1982, that's 400 years of the Bulgarian calendar that liberated the Jews or the tribes. That's 400 years. Ronald Reagan was the 40th president. That's 40 years of being in the wilderness. These presidents are all encrypted in a code. Stay with me. I'm getting ready to take you stuff. From 1982 to 2022, that's 40 years. Between the 40 years of 1982, Dr. Fauci served under the Jesuit order and the order of the high-ranking families of the world to go inside and deal with medication. He was an allergist. He studied allergy symptoms. He worked for those seven presidents. His job was to go in and then infiltrate and call events in those communities where the tribes were at, in your community. It's written in the archive. So for those 40 years, that's 40 years. 2022 to 2024 is 2 years. That's 442 years. 442 years. The word of the Lord God said Jesus came through 40 and two generations. Am I right? So 42 generations now are in existence to biblical phenomena. Everything is historicity, bringing it to understanding from the etymology to letting you understand events in the land. So we're in 442 years. We're fulfilling Bible fulfillment. 2023 ended the total completion of biblical fulfillment. Everything is completed and done in specific detail. In specific detail, it lets you know everything is in alignment with the plan of God. So that's why when you see all of the events of 440 years between 2022 and 2024, you get the four dimensions. You get the high frequency of the Davidic line, the gigahertz. Everything is alignment. Then you move into 2024. 2024 opens you up to the counsel of God's will, his 24 counsel to connect you. King James Version of 1611 to 2011, that's 400 years. Then 2011 to 2023 is 12 years. You get 412 years. You get the tribe once again. So the King James Version have to line up with the Catholic Church 400-year period. You follow me? They already had that 400 years. They used Dr. Fauci. So the religious world couldn't stop us. Follow me, people of God. The religious world couldn't stop us. Now, here we are in the kingdom, the King James. That's the second world family. That's between 1611 and 2011. That's 400 years. 2011 to 2023, that's another 412 years. So they still connect us. The kingdom, the royal family, they couldn't stop us. So the church world, the religious world couldn't stop the Jews. The kingdom of the world couldn't stop the Jews. So now who do you have? You have Benjamin Netanyahu, who's over there. He can't stop anything. They cannot stop it. If you go over and look at what's going on in the Middle East right now, and look at the track record. They don't even know this. That's why people consult me. How do you know this knowledge? Where do you get it from? Scholars, scribes, a rabbi. Where is this coming from? How do it come? How do you able to break down the details? We didn't even know it ourselves. Catholic Church didn't even know this. They just came to the distinguishers of the day. They didn't know all the details until it's broken down. That's why you have about 10 million people watching me right now, while the 47 of you all are being blessed. The other 10 million are being, they're in shock. Why? Because God visited the sins of their iniquity. All of the secret society is now coming against each other. That's why you're watching collateral damage. That's why 2022 sealed it. You remember 2022? 2020 really sealed it because that was the 2020 and Second Chronicles 2020. Everybody will ambush themselves. The Moab, the Moabites. You want to see that? Let me show you in the Bible right here. Go to 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. Chronological order. That's what Chronicles are all about. Chronological order. And look how everything was done from a chronological standpoint. Let me show you. Here's what he said. Jehoshaphat. Here's what he said here. I'm going to show you the exact bloodline. Listen to this. Here's what he gives. Art thou. This is 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. This is 2 Chronicles 20 and 5. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah, prayed in Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, before the new court, and said, O Lord God, our Father, art thou the God of heaven, the ruler not thou over all kingdom of the heathen? In thy hand is there not power, might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Stay with me. Art not thou God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy father, thy friend forever? Look at the power of God. Here's what he said. He sets the stage in 2 Chronicles. Listen to this. And it came to pass after this is 2 Chronicles 21. It came to pass after this also that the children, the Moabites, who are the incest line, Moabite, Ammon, the family of Ammon, the Ammonites, they all in battle. See, these are all of the things that you're watching. Right here, it's biblical fulfillment. The word is what it is in 2023. You are in an unstoppable time. You cannot kill. Listen to me. You can't kill a solution. A solution can't be killed. They don't have the solution. That's why God will raise up a Cat Williams out of nowhere. Everybody knew him. Now the world knows this young man, Cat Williams, who was a prophet from his childhood. He would not put on the skirts. He would not wear those ancient deity skirts of those ancient Caesars and God. They wore the skirts. If you study what those garments were, he said, I will not wear the skirts. He said, what? It was important for the revelation of 2024 for the people to hear. It's either God's side or the other side. See, you have to understand, it's either hot or cold. You have to understand, the Arctic climate is cold. That's where the spirits are at. The hot climate, you can't even identify it because its presence is everywhere. You have to understand the details of what's going on in the world and what's happening right now in the timing that we're in, the timetable. Every one of these events in specific detail, I'm giving you every event in specific detail, detail events of everything that transpired, the record of all of it. What you're watching in 2024, you're watching the rising up of the original people. Nobody can stop it. It is unstoppable right now. They don't know what to do. Even the president said, oh, now we're going to decide to build the wall up. We got to build a wall up. What you said when you first came in, you was not going to do it. Now you got all of the sanctuary towns and cities saying we're not taking no more. Why? Because they're here. Look at somebody say they're here. They're here now. You can't change it. God is raising up the sons of Issachar. They're here now. And they're in the midst of us. You can't be stopped. That's why they're trying to change the currency. They're trying to digitalize everything. There is a weather precipitation in the land. They ain't going to no moon. They'll never reach the moon. It's in you. The power in you. Preachers can't preach this. They don't have this data. They can't even tap into this type of information because they're too busy building organizations than going into organism. They're pretty building denominations instead of tapping into a spiritual dimension. That's why the Lord came through and wiped out so many things and people because of the timing that we're in. You're in it, beloved. Nothing can stop what God is doing right now. It's a critical timing that you're in. All right? We bless the Lord for you today. Being able to weather the impossible storm. I have 8 points that I want to deal with the impossible storm that I'll share with you. I won't share with you now for the sake of time. I'm going to prepare myself to hear to the ministry. But I want to give you all an opportunity to be a blessing to this ministry. Many times I give you opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry to be a blessing. And I don't encourage anybody to take from their local church to bless this ministry. That would be disingenuous. But those who want to be a blessing, if you don't have a ministry you're in and you're not connected to the ministry, I want to give you an opportunity to be a blessing. And all I'm asking you today, those of you who would be a blessing to this ministry, there are many major projects that we're undertaking. We're getting ready to do some major things in our local region and then globally around the world. So we need your support. We need your support. And all I'm asking you to be a blessing today to do that. I want you to call this seed, the seed that I want you to sow today, if you're able to do it. There are many people that said they're going to sow a seed, but due to unforeseen circumstances in their life, they were not able to do it. And I understand that. So I would rather you not make a vow than make a vow and not do it. So I want to ask those of you who today said, Prophet Matthews, I'm willing to sow a seed into the ministry to be a blessing. I understand the timing that you're in and what you're trying to do. So I want to be a blessing to this ministry. I don't have to use any gadgets. I use the word of God, and I release it to the people, and you're able to do it, yay or nay. That's the type of ministry I'm about. So I believe God for you to sow into them. Now, those of you who can sow a $100 seed to this ministry, I greatly appreciate it. If you can do that, can you do that today for us? I will appreciate your seed that you will sow into this ministry. This seed is going to go towards projects that we have underway and to continue to finish up those projects we have. Now, there's some people here that will tell you how to do it. You can sow the seed via Cash App, MoneySign, R for Restoration, F for Foundation, P for Prophetic, I for International Ministry, RFPIM, if you're sowing that seed today. Would you consider sowing that seed today, man of God or woman of God? I greatly appreciate it in advance. Now, if you're going to do it via Zelle, you can do it at We Restore You. That's the letter U in the alphabet. We Restore You. And there, I know that many of you today can do this. I believe it within my heart that you can sow this seed today, and you know the integrity and the ministry for which we have. So I'm asking you today, be that seed sower today, to sow that seed. You can make that donation today to sow that seed today. I greatly appreciate it. Now, for those who can't do it, I'm not asking you to do anything that I wouldn't do or I'm forcing you to do anything. Your seeds you're sowing always increased what we're doing in the kingdom. So you can do it at We Restore You, the letter U at yahoo.com. We Restore You, that's the letter U at yahoo.com. I appreciate it in advance. Done, family. Thank you so much. Those of you who are sowing, I appreciate it. You can also go over to our website. Our website is We Restore You, the letter U dot O-R-G. We Restore You, the letter U dot O-R-G, and be a blessing. If you mail it to us, all you do is mail it to 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, 60426. 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. I appreciate it in advance. Would you do that today? Father, we thank you for the seed that will be sown by the man of God, the woman of God, the person of interest even now, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you're sowing the seed even now into the work that we're doing, into now the advancement of the kingdom, into now to the progress of the kingdom of God. And Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you on today. Those of you who are sowing, who are purchasing stars up there, thank you so much for the stars that you purchased. Please continue to purchase those stars there. Now, there are many of you who have reached out to me, inbox personally, and they said, we're trying to connect with you, Prophet Matthews, your ministry. We have been hit with tremendous, what we call, electronical challenges in our technology. So many times when people reach out to us, I can't reach out to everybody. If I tell you the number of messages that I get through my messenger from pastors, preachers, even some of you, I try to reach out to you. But my privileged people are those who are partnered with me, that I reach out to them exactly. I reach out to them, respond back, because these are people who have been with us for a long time. Not that I don't engage in other people, but I have to be very careful of who I respond to, what I'm responding to even people that are creating websites and, I mean, creating Facebook pages just to connect with me. On last week, I had an emotional moment because of what's going on in the land and the challenges that I have to face in ministry. So as I face the challenge of bringing the word of God alive, there's been many battles all around me. Oftentimes you think people who are with you are not with you. They for the fishes and five loaves. So we need men and women of God who you can entrust to work with you and be connected to you in every way possible. I have a genuine heart for God's kingdom in the ministry. So I believe in the work that we're doing. So I need people who understand the partnership of the ministry and the importance of it. That's why when ministry is being done, it requires a heart of people. Those who know me personally know the type of person I am. Those who know of me, you just know of me. The people who know me because they've connected with me over the years. In ministry, this is not an easy job or easy responsibility. The battle is great, and the fight is great. So to do what we do in the kingdom of God, I need supporters such as yourself and partners such as yourself. So some of you, you will get blocked on here. Some of you can't write quotes or statements because they know the people who are connected to me. So what they do is they make it difficult for you, and then oftentimes people say, you blocked me. I'm not on your Facebook page. I haven't got the notification. It has nothing to do with me. It's the pressure of the social media platform and those people who control those platforms. Stay connected with us. There are many things that the Lord is doing, and the Lord is bringing a path for your life. So I appreciate you. I thank God for you. If you can only understand the deep challenges to do what we do, to bring secret codes alive to people's lives and to reveal to them data that no one's supposed to know to your life and to your home. It's not an easy place doing what we're doing. And then being in the position I am in, that's not an easy place to fight off the bullying and the forces and the spirit and the challenges. And the astral projection spirit and micromancing, and the list goes on, is gigantuan. So as a pastor, it is imperative that I keep my eyes focused on the agenda of the kingdom of God and the assignment for which God has given me. It's not easy. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. And if you understand ministry and what we do, we encounter so many types of spirits and people that come from all areas and all parts because of jealousy, envy, and strife. But I welcome it because of my maturity and my relationship with God. So I thank you all who supports me, who connects to us, and help us build the project for the 20, first and 21st century. We're thanking you, men and women of God, for all that you're doing and all that you give of your service to me. Amen. So I thank you in advance, those who are sowing seed and those who are connected with it. Those who are on the blog side who connected, we thank you all too. I appreciate you in advance and all of the things that God has given you. All right, I'm going to minister prophetically to several people that I feel the Lord gave me a word for you all because he's revealing to me some things that are going on. So I want to release this word to you, woman of God. This is the word for Sister Sabrina Williams. Sister Sabrina Williams, bless you on today. The Lord has said, I'm taking you through this. God is taking you through. Now, you know exactly the details of what it is, but I hear him. He said, tell the woman of God, I'm taking her through this. This had been a hard period, and even some of the things you even talked to the Lord about earlier today in the earlier morning. I'm even looking at something on Saturday. Yes, Saturday. I'm looking at a time between 12 o'clock, 2, 3, and 4 o'clock on yesterday. There's some things that are coming up against you. You're in a critical time of your life where you really have to make a decision, but you're scared to make the decision because of what you have made and the thing, commitment you have made and things you said. I want you to know, woman of God, in this season, just be still. I'm hearing God is going to visit you and release to you some things you need to know and understand. It's almost like you're saying, Lord, I need to know is what I'm seeing, what I'm seeing. Because if you're seeing what you're seeing, then you're able to do what you need to do that's necessary. But God has already revealed it to you and the things you need to do. It's just a matter of things you're encountering and things you're going through in this season. God's hand is on your life in such a powerful way. Hear me. God's hand is on your life. Don't quit concerning the matter. God has heard you. Believe me, woman God, he has heard you. And his hand is on your life. I'm telling you what you're going through. The Lord said, tell the woman of God, I can handle it for you. And it's going to work out. Even as I'm looking at the tears coming out of your eyes now, it's as critical as things may be. The Lord said, release that word to you today, woman of God, because that's going to reveal to you between Tuesday and Wednesday something you need to know. God's hand is on your life. Stay in that place of God and watch him move for you in such a powerful way. Speak breakthrough. I speak healing. I speak strength over you today. Every word that hit your spirit that became a dagger to your life will not stop the presence of God on your life. God said, go to your place of worship. Stay in that worshiping place. He's going to move over you. In Jesus' name, amen. This word is for woman of God. This word is for Sister Nika. This is the word for you, Nika Pamper Bra Life. Nika, this is the word for you, woman of God. The Lord said, tell you, I see the frustration that you're under. I'm looking at a paperwork. This is what I'm looking at. I'm looking at paperwork, and I see the number 12 there, the number 12. What transpired is someone wrote something down on paper, the number 12. The number 12 is a critical word of government, authority, and much more. But the writing of this 12 is that over the last 12 months, you've been in some difficult and challenging times. As a matter of fact, if you go back to 12 months ago, you'll see the track record. So I even hear the word, whoever wrote the 12 months have planned that the next 12 months will be worse than the previous 12 months. But this is a prophetic word for you, woman of God. I want you to hear this. God said, tell you, I'm trapping that spirit. The words that were spoken to you were the word that was supposed to break your will. There's some stuff that went on in your body as it relates to some female things in your body, far beyond you will ever know, far beyond you. You didn't even know. That was causing some reactions to some of the problems that you were dealing with. The Lord is going in, and he's restoring you right now. I hear the word restoring, restoring, restoring. Even I'm looking at some things concerning your mind. There's some things that were deeply concerning your mind. It's literally like in the center point of your head here, right where I'm pointing at. There's some things around you. Like I see like you put a scarf around you, like a scarf around your head. It's like to protect you from what people don't even know you were dealing with in your mind. God is going in at this very moment, woman of God, and restoring you right now. And the Lord would have me to tell you, the two women in the conversation concerning the job were in cahoots. So the person you talked to that you thought was on your side was not on your side. They were using your data and your information for their benefit, and they was taking it for theirs. I see you on a computer. You're working hard. You're working out. You're writing and taking care of business while doing domestic work as well. And all the time, what you were doing, they were taking your information. Who you thought were your friend was never your friend. It's a difference when you're dealing with a friend and a frenemy. God told Abraham, you were my friend, and he became his friend. The Lord is moving over you in a way which you have never imagined. He's going to move. You would say, Lord, am I going to keep going through this and losing what I have? The Lord said, tell you, not so, daughter. Don't think negative of this issue. I'm working out the details, and I'm working out everything in specific, says the Lord. I'm even bringing you out of the hunger strike, the things that you had to go through mentally in your mind. I'm even seeing some stuff in your stomach. The Lord is doing some healing in your stomach, in the area of your stomach, that he's restoring you today. And I hear the word return of the appetite, the strength you need. God is saying, tell you, I'm moving over two things concerning family. In this season, woman of God, the Lord said, you won't be able to share everything. I'm not saying you do that, but the Lord said, balance yourself, meaning balance everything about you so that when I deal with you, I'm moving over you. There's something from the kidney area around to the side of your stomach there that's been causing some problems. The Lord is healing you even as I'm speaking at this very moment to your life. The strength of the Lord will go with you, and the strength of the Lord will cover you at this very moment. And finally, the Lord said, I am handling your son. I'm handling your son. You even told the Lord, Lord, this is too much. I'm seeing you driving and talking to your child. And you said, Lord, this is just too much. How much more can I deal with it? See, his father should be doing it. The Lord said he'll be a father to the fatherless. He's going to move in this area and bring structure to things for you. Thinking not strange of what you had to go through in these last 12 months. They will not be like the previous 12 months. Everything is turning around for you now, says the Spirit of the Lord God. He's turning around for you now. The Lord said, tell you, finish that project that you've been working on for the last 6 years. It's in your book. Finish it. Do it. Watch me move over it, and I'll complete it for you in Jesus' name. All right, saints of God, stay in that place of God. Stay in that connection with God. Stay in the eye of God. Watch how he moves for you in this season of your life. All right, if you're in my region, join me at our sanctuary in about an hour from now. They're getting ready to start the 10 o'clock service in the teaching. I would love to see you in the sanctuary with us. I'd love to connect with you. Let me know who you are when you come into the sanctuary so we can connect with you and be your friend. All right. Bless you on today. Thank you, connection people. Thank you, men and women of God. I appreciate you. Please share this broadcast with many around the world that they may be blessed by the word of the Lord God. Go to Lorraine Matthews Ministry and follow me over there. Go to my YouTube channel and subscribe to me over there to be connected. There are many things that are over there that will bless your life under the ministry of our ministry. Join us 11 o'clock, 231 East, 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois. We're only 6 miles from the highway of 57. We're only 3.5 miles from highway 80, and we're 5 miles away from the Bishop Ford. If you're coming down Halsted, stay on Halsted. If you're going south, north to Halsted, go across 147 to 146. Make the left. Go one block. We're there. If you're coming from Chicago, driving, take Chicago all the way through and come to 146th Street and make the right. One block. You'll see our church there. I'd love to see you in the building. God bless you is my prayer for you on today. And from my church to your church, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, Lorraine Matthews Ministry, Montgomery, Alabama. Bless you on today is my prayer. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you.